This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and each day want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother...
It's the Prime Minister of pissing people off, the ruler of rubbing you the wrong way, the architect of aggravation, Charlamagne Tha God. Drop one of Clues bombs for me, damn it. Good morning. How's everybody feeling? This is rare, okay? I'm the only one here. DJ Envy is on vacation. Angela Yee will be here shortly. I was in here discussing with our board op, Emeezy, and our producer, Eddie. I was talking about last night. Last night was one of those nights where there was nothing on television. Because the game five of the playoffs don't come on till tonight. You know, Blackish is in reruns right now. I didn't watch Empire last night. I don't even know if Empire was new or not. But I was catching up on American Gods, which is a book that I read a long time ago by Neil Gaiman. I think I read that book maybe 6 years ago. But now it's a television show on Stars. And I think they're up to episode 4. And last night I was catching up on it. And I'm a married man who enjoys being married. Happy wife, happy life, however that goes. But we were in a little discord last night simply because she has not started watching American Gods with me. And I was in here talking to the fellas about what's worse. When you're on like episode 3 or 4 of a show that you're binge watching and your wife or girl comes in and starts asking you what's going on, is that worse than when you're actually watching a sporting event and she comes in and starts asking you about sports? What bothers you more? Huh? Me personally, I think it's the binge watching. And you know, I think if I start a show by myself and then she comes in and starts watching the show with me, you got to catch up later on, y'all. All right? It's not my place to catch you up on what's going on. In fact, I have to watch episode 4 over because you're asking me so many questions during episode 4. Good morning, Angela Yee. I'm just in here venting about women. And furthermore, if you start a show, right, with your significant other and y'all watch together and then you're not home and she watches before you, that's cheating, bro. That's cheating. That's what you call television infidelity. All right?
So your wife watched the show without you?
No, I started the show before her and then
so
she came in.
Oh.
No, she hasn't started watching it yet, but then she came in on like the 3rd or 4th episode asking me what's going on. So I was wondering what's worse, that or when your woman is asking you about a sporting event, when you're watching a sporting game. Purposely, I think it's the binge watching is worse. Because it's sporting, I don't expect you to know anything about.
Wow, that's sexist.
No, it's not.
You don't expect a woman to know anything about sports?
Not mine. I don't know about everybody else's. Oh. Now, if I'm dating, you know, Lisa Leslie or somebody that's 6'5", probably played in high school or college, yeah, I can understand, you know, you knowing a little bit more about basketball than the average.
All right.
What do you know about sports, E? Who's playing tomorrow?
Cleveland.
And who else?
Versus the Boston Celtics.
Oh, okay.
Shut your face.
just asking.
Shut your face.
Just asking.
You know what? So I know we talked previously about this phone case that I bought that was ridiculously expensive.
Oh, the Louis Vuitton one that cost $7,500?
It was not $7,500.
How much was it?
$1,350.
Too much.
Well, I think that it has messed up something on my phone because the phone won't ring now, even when the volume's up. And my alarm won't go off.
Well, you ain't paying for it to be
so
good.
I had to change the case, and it still doesn't work. I don't know if it did something to my phone or if it's my actual phone.
Well, that's what you get. You should have got your $5 iPhone.
Today's Red Nose Day.
What does that mean?
You put this red nose on.
I look like Rudolph to you?
A little bit.
I don't do coke. If I want a red nose, I'll sniff some cocaine.
All right now. And yesterday I had my book club meeting, by the way, so that was great. Dr. Willie Parker actually called in. He wrote the book, The Moral Argument of Choice.
Okay.
And it's about why he started performing abortions for women in the Deep South when barely anybody else was, and he was risking his life to do that.
Well, we got front page news up next, and AJ Calloway will be joining us later on in the show.
Yes.
What song are we about to play? Something with Drake on it, right? What? What is this? Oh, Kendrick Lamar. Good. That's a little change. All right,
different.
Yeah. It's Breakfast Club. Hey, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation. Now, let's get in the front page news. NBA playoffs tonight, Game 5. Cleveland Cavaliers should put the finishing touches on the Boston Celtics. Sorry to everybody who listens to us on Jammin' 94.5 in Boston. Pretty sure it's a wrap after tonight. And Yee, tell us about this Red Nose Day, please.
Yes, it's Red Nose Day. Today is May 25th. And Red Nose Day is pretty new here in the United States. All right, it started in the UK back in 1988, and it started here back in 2015. They've since raised $60 million here. It was started by Richard Curtis. He wrote and directed the 2003 movie Love, actually. He's one of the co-founders. And this is to end child poverty by raising money and awareness for kids in the United States and around the world.
By looking like a damn clown?
So when you go into certain stores, I don't know if you see this, but like if you go there in the front of the store, you'll see a bunch of red noses, and you buy one, and it makes a donation.
Why does America have a day for everything?
I mean, this is a pretty good cause.
I got to put on a clown nose to donate some money?
You don't have to. You can donate the money and not take the nose, or you could take it. But, you know, it's only been here for 2 years, and it's actually a great cause.
This
and
they have
They have special programming on NBC for Red Nose Day.
This would be fun if we didn't have a clown in the White House. Like, he should wear a red nose every damn day.
All right.
Yes. Now, 23 million fewer Americans uninsured under the new health bill. Speaking of the clown in the White House.
Well, they're not uninsured yet, but they will be if this bill passes, this health care bill from the Republicans. Now, the problem is this. They actually released the report from the Congressional Budget Office. They're saying that the deficits would be reduced by $119 billion compared with Obamacare. But unfortunately, we take a hit because 23 million fewer Americans would have health insurance by 2026. So that legislation would get rid of a lot of things for people who really need it. It wouldn't make it mandatory anymore for companies to provide coverage for workers if they have more than 50 workers. It would also eliminate Medicaid expansion and overhaul the entire Medicaid program. And of course, people, if you have a lot of money, you'll save more money. It's going to raise the premiums also.
I would love to know how it makes you feel if you voted for Donald Trump.
Oh, people feel that right now.
Yeah, you had Obamacare, you voted for Trump, you got health care for the first time, and now it's probably going to be taken away. I wonder how that makes you feel.
Right.
Now, Officer Betty Shelby.
Yes, Officer Betty Shelby.
We told you
before that she was acquitted, and that was for first-degree manslaughter when she shot and killed an unarmed black man, Terrence Crutcher. Well, it turns out not only was she acquitted and she'll be walking around free, but she's also getting back pay, $35,000 for the time that she was on leave.
So not only did the bitch murder somebody, she's getting rewarded for
she's getting her back.
Somebody.
She's getting paid for that period of time, yes. Okay. She had said she fired her weapon out of fear because he was not cooperating with her demands.
That's how America works. And I dare somebody to get mad for me calling her a bitch. I triple dog dare you to get mad at me for calling her a bitch. Okay?
All right. I'm not mad.
Now, we got to tell them why you're mad coming.
Yes, or
blessed. Tell them why you're blessed. What do we officially name this thing?
I called it Get It Off Your Chest, Tell Them Why You're Mad, or Tell Them Why You're Blessed.
Okay, well, get it off your chest right now. 1-800-585-1051. I just got a little something off my chest by calling Officer Betty Shelby a bitch. Okay? So 1-800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Call me right now. If you're blessed, if you're stressed, whatever, just call and vent, okay? It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Good morning. Get it off your chest. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Andrea.
Andrea, what's good? You happy or you mad?
I'm kind of upset because I'm just listening to you guys talking about the lady who shot the young black man, and she got off and she's about to get back pay for what she did to this kid.
Yes.
Right. And I was just saying that Charlamagne called her a bitch, but there's a lot more choice words that he could use to describe her. And nobody can really be mad with him for saying how he feels.
Right.
That is true, because I am sick and tired. First of all, I'm numb to unarmed black men being killed by police officers. But the fact that she's coming back to her job and getting $35,000 in back pay, what is this man's family getting?
And if you hear her explanation when she was in court, she basically said it was his own fault. He caused his own death.
You caused your own death by having your hands up in the air and standing outside of your truck.
I don't have an African American son. I have a daughter. But it just disturbed me so much that so much is going on to our children in this country.
Yeah, and by the way, African American women are getting killed at the hands of the police too. Now let's be clear about that.
That is true as well.
So let's end this call by saying, F that bitch, Officer Betty Shelby. All right, I don't care.
All right. Good morning. Tell us why you're mad or tell us why you're happy.
How you doing? This is Lou from the Bronx.
What up, Lou?
How you doing, Yenji?
Yenji. I'm good. How are you?
Yenji.
How you doing, Charlamagne?
I'm Charlamagne. What's happening?
I just want to call and say good looking for that shout out. I heard you say, you know, that lady that killed that dude, you know, I heard you call her that B word.
Say her name.
Betty Shelby.
Officer Betty Shelby.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, who killed Terrence Crutcher.
I'm really testing people's energy this morning, because if you get mad at me calling her a bitch, if you're more mad at that than you are of her killing an unarmed black man, it says a lot about you.
Oh, never that. I would never be mad about that. I just wanted to pick you up for calling out her name.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
That's right. Tell them why you're mad. Tell them why you're blessed. Get it off your chest. Whatever the hell we got this thing called. 1-800-585-1051. If you want to vent, call us right now. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad
or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Good morning. Get it off your chest. How you feeling this morning? Mad or blessed?
I'm feeling blessed this morning. Good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, sir.
Tell us your good news.
Hey Charlamagne, how about them Cowboys, bro?
Hey, man. Next year is all year, baby. We're going to win the Super Bowl next year.
I remember that last year he said that.
I've been saying the same thing for 20 years, but next year really might go down.
All right.
That's right. Well, I'm calling this morning because I'm blessed, man. My wife about to have a third little girl. You know, she about to be in this world July 24th.
Three girls. Congratulations.
You got three girls, sir?
Three girls, man.
Charlamagne about to have three girls, too.
Five and six, and then I'm about to have another one.
I got two girls, man. You know that means that we were both holes in a past life. We broke a lot of hearts, and now we got hearts to guard.
You know what? I tell my wife the same thing all the time. I tell her that all the time, man.
It's the play.
That's right. Y'all stay blessed, though, man.
All right, brother.
All right. Good morning. How you feeling this morning? You mad or you blessed?
I am blessed. I am happy because I get to wake up every morning and work for the United States military, and I am just blessed by the support that I get, and I just wanted to say thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Memorial Day is coming up on Monday. Good morning. Get it off your chest. Tell us why you matter. Tell us why you're blessed. Who's this?
This is Marcus.
Marcus. Marcus, you sound a little down.
Yeah, because this morning we had to get up all early, and we had to go all the way. We had to get on the bus. We had to go from Missouri to Jersey.
What do you have to get on a bus from Missouri to Jersey for?
Because we're going to see our family.
So wait, why do you sound so depressed about that?
It's your family.
Sir?
It's a family trip.
We go every summer, but we had to go on the bus, and it's going to take like 18 hours, and we always get delayed.
Why you ain't get the plane? You couldn't afford it?
No, we couldn't.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that, man.
Well, listen, make sure you stop at every rest stop, get some snacks, have a good time, watch some movies on your phone.
You act
something.
Like he's driving the bus. He can't stop at the rest stops when you want to.
They're going to have to stop, though.
I guess I'm also blessed because, we get to
see a family. Yeah, there you go.
You get to what?
And it's probably, you see his family. And it's probably a fun trip with your whole family on the bus.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Have a great trip.
He's like, look, I've done this before. It's not fun. Sorry.
18 hours is a long time to be on a bus, though. I'm not going to lie.
All right, we do that every morning. Get it off your chest. 1-800-585-1051. Every morning, whenever you want to call and get some things off your chest, whether you're stressed, you're blessed, call up and talk to The Breakfast Club if you need somebody to talk to. Now, yeah, you got the rumors coming up?
Let's talk about Drake. Yet another record. You won't believe what this record is. And Michael Jordan. Find out how his shoes could get up to $100,000. We'll tell you about that.
All that and more coming up on the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. We all got that one coworker who knows every day that America has. So today is National Red Nose Day. So Angela Yee came in here with red noses for whatever reason.
I just dropped my red nose on the floor.
Okay. You got the rumor report coming up, Yee?
Yeah, it's coming up right now. As a matter of fact, we'll tell you about Drake breaking records.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
My nose is too big for this red nose piece, by the way.
You have to open up that hole. There you go. Yes. Now, Charlamagne supporting Red Nose Day. We'll talk about that in front page news.
It's not big enough.
Why? You don't have to talk like that. You're doing that on purpose.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh.
Why did you just talk like that?
I didn't know if I was or not.
Why did you just make that weird voice?
Through my nose.
All right. Drake has been on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 8 years straight. That is record-breaking. Not only did he win 13 Billboard Music Awards that broke records, that broke Adele's record, but it was also revealed that he has had a song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the last 8 years. He's the first artist to ever do that. He started off with Best I Ever Had.
Well, drop on the Clues Bombs for Aubrey Graham. I mean, you have no choice but to be on Billboard for 8 straight years when every radio station in America, including ours, plays 3 Drake songs an hour. Every hour.
Best I Ever Had first hit the charts back on May 23rd, 2009.
Because if it's not his song, it's something he's featured on, right?
Exactly. Right now, he has 3 songs on the Billboard Hot 100. You know what they are?
Controller.
No.
What?
Passion Fruit.
I don't even know what that is.
That's from his More Life album.
Okay.
Portland.
Portland?
Yeah, the song with Travis Scott and Quavo.
Nope.
And also both Gucci Mane songs.
I know that one.
All right, so those
we
are the
play that
songs
one every hour on now
that he has right now. So congratulations to Drake, always breaking records. Michael Jordan, in the meantime, his shoes, his Converse that he wore back in 1984 at the Olympics could fetch up to $100,000. People are bidding on those shoes. I think that bidding ends in June sometime, and it's at like $25,000 or something right now. But it's very rare because these shoes are signed by Michael Jordan. And what makes them so rare is obviously very early on he did his deal with Nike. So it's not too often you'll find some Michael Jordan Converse.
Isn't it weird to think that at one point in time Michael Jordan wore another pair of shoes? That don't even sound right, Michael Jordan and Converse in the same sentence.
Right. Well, that's why these shoes are so rare. And the BET Awards, that's going to air live June 25th. And guess who's hosting? Leslie Jones. You know her from Saturday Night Live, right? So previously, Chris Rock, Monique, Kevin Hart, Chris Tucker, they've all hosted the BET Awards. This is her first time ever hosting an award show. She released a statement. She said, "I'm so excited to be hosting the BET Awards this year. BET was the first network and place where I was on TV. I'm looking to turn this whole experience into a joyful homecoming." So congratulations.
Who's hosting it?
Leslie Jones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Drop on a Clues Bomb for Leslie Jones. That should be entertaining.
And speaking of comedians, let's discuss Monique. Now, we told you yesterday on The Real, Adrian Bailon had this to say about Monique, who basically has been blasting Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels, and Oprah Winfrey for their treatment of her. Here's what Adrian Bailon said on The Real.
What some of the comments, though, are that they shouldn't just get along because she's keeping it real and she should be heard. Now, I have an issue with people thinking that every time someone is loud or boisterous or saying something negative, that's them keeping it real, okay? Why can't keeping it real be classy? Okay. Why can't keeping it real be, let me hold my peace and let me move on? Why can't keeping it real be, you know what? They may have done that, but I'm going to respect them and move forward.
I totally agree with Adrian Bailon, 100%.
Well, Monique responded on Twitter. She said, "Adrian Bailon, if you really want to tell us something, my husband and I would be more than happy to come on the show. You can tell us directly. By the way, I am fighting for young sisters like you who haven't won an Academy Award. My love's
this shade."
She said, "This baby gets a pass. She is too young to even begin to understand. However, Adrian Bailon, if you would like to discuss, we open."
Yeah, but don't do the ageism thing. Don't dismiss me just because you're older than me. And don't sun me with the status either. The Academy Award has nothing to do with my opinion. Okay, I'm just giving my opinion. I agree with Adrian Bailon, too. And I'm not saying Monique's not a real person. I'm just saying what Adrian Bailon was saying about people being loud and being negative, that does not always translate into real.
Right, and I guess on Monique's behalf, she's saying, well, it's different for Monique. She's a comedian. She gets paid to go on stage and voice her opinion.
Listen, I think Monique
and people keep it real in different ways. For Monique, that's keeping it real. And for somebody like me, keeping it real is I don't acknowledge the negativity.
Monique told Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels, and Oprah Winfrey to suck her D. It don't get no realer than that.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Yes, we got front page news up next. It's the world's most...
It's Red Nose Day.
Oh, God. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation. And Angela Yee had a very interesting conversation with the girls last night.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, it was girls and guys in the room. Mm-hmm. And we had Dr. Willie Parker. He was talking about the moral argument for choice. And basically, one of the hot topics was when a woman gets pregnant, whose choice is it? Is it a couple's choice or is it the woman's choice? What is going to happen? Does she keep the baby or does she not?
Well, I've had a couple abortions in my day.
You definitely haven't.
Yeah, I didn't have the abortions, but the two young ladies that I got pregnant, they definitely did not consult me in any way, shape, or form.
They told you, though. They didn't consult you, but they told you.
The reason I was told is because we were in high school at the time, so it wasn't like they told me. It was more like their parents called my parents' house yelling and screaming and raising hell. And, because we wasn't supposed to be having sex back then. We wasn't supposed to be hunching, but we was hunching.
And, unprotected, not knowing what you was doing.
Not knowing what I was doing, but Lord have mercy, was that not the greatest time sexually of anybody's life? But the moral of the story
except
is...
Except for the women that had to go get abortions.
Yeah, they had the abortions, and I didn't care because I never thought it was my decision anyway. Now, I think that when you're in an actual couple situation, meaning that that's your girl and y'all are together, yeah, she can ask me and we can probably make that decision together, but I think it's always the woman's choice.
That's what I said too. I think it is always the woman's choice because it is her body. She's the one that's taking a risk because at the end of the day, anything could happen. Also, she's the one that's going to have to take off from work, take leave, and other things. And we talked about this too because women get judged differently than men do when they're parents at a young age because you can visually see a woman being pregnant. With a man, he goes in for a job interview, you have no idea.
Yeah.
But a woman, people judge you as soon as you walk in the room, so it is her choice. What she does with her body.
And even if you are a couple, if the woman comes to you and the woman says, look, I'm pregnant, I don't want to have a baby right now, you can dispute it and tell her,
you can give your opinion.
You can give your opinion, but it's still her decision at the end of the day.
And if you tell her you don't want her to have it and she wants to, there's nothing you can do about it.
Never tell them you don't want to have it, because that's when they're going to have it. Okay.
Stop it. All right, girl, well, let's see what you think.
If a girl calls you and she tells you that she's pregnant and you don't want to have the baby, first thing you should do is breathe and then say, so what do you want to do? That's it. Leave it all up to her.
Hopefully she'll handle my responsibility.
Maybe, or if she knows you're a dirtbag, she'll be like, I can't have your baby. I just can't do it. All right.
All right, well, let's see what you think. 1-800-585-1051. What do you think? Is it a woman's choice or a couple's choice?
I mean, it all depends on what the scenario is. If you in a relationship together, then it needs to be a choice that y'all make together. But then if it's, just messing around with this guy, that's your choice.
What if you guys don't agree, though?
It's still her choice because it's her body.
Ultimately, it's a woman's choice.
It is a woman's choice. And I can tell you, this is my fellow 843 brother. You calling from Charleston?
Yeah, I am calling from Charleston on the way to work.
I can hear the Gucci. I can hear the Geechee in your voice, my brother. God bless you.
Good morning. We're talking about choice. Is it a woman's choice or a couple's choice when a woman gets pregnant? What do you think?
I absolutely agree with Charlamagne. Having been somebody that was in a similar situation, I feel like it's the woman's choice if you're not a couple, because if you get pregnant by this guy that doesn't care about you, and then all of a sudden he decides that he doesn't want that responsibility and walks off too, and you're just stuck with this responsibility that, if you had made that choice yourself and not really thinking about him, you wouldn't be stuck with.
Right.
That's a fact.
So it's a woman's choice.
I agree. But if it is, a couple and you're actually together, I don't feel like, the woman has the right to be like, oh, well, I know you kind of may want this kid and you're excited, but sorry, I don't feel like being a mom now.
Now, what if you want to have it and he says, I don't feel like being a dad?
Well, I mean, if that's the case and I want to have it, then I guess I'm assuming those responsibilities. But that's, again, my choice.
Yeah, even, that's your choice. Even if I tell you I don't want to have it, you still got the choice whether or not you want to have the abortion or not.
Right.
It always boils down to the woman, period. Like, I mean, I've
nothing you could do about it.
I've heard situations where women call guys and tell them that they're pregnant, and the guy be like, so what you want to do? And then the woman be like, I can't have your baby, because you're a dirtbag. And,
who said this to you?
Well, life happens, right? But 1-800-585-1051. Choice. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
What's the question again?
Is it a couple's choice or a woman's choice when a woman gets pregnant?
There you go. When it comes to abortion. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation. That was more Drake. Oh, what a surprise.
Yes, Drake.
Fake love. Now, we're talking about choice this morning. Angela Yee was having a very good discussion at her book club last night.
Yes, we were talking about Dr. Willie Parker's book, Life's Work, A Moral Argument for Choice. He's a Christian doctor that provides abortions. And one of the main things everyone was discussing is abortion. Is it a woman's choice or is it a couple's choice? If a woman gets pregnant and wants to have it or doesn't want to have it, who is it ultimately up to?
I mean, it's always a woman's choice. And, like I've been saying all morning.
Is it messed up if a woman doesn't even tell
That's very messed up, especially if y'all in a relationship. If y'all are in a relationship, if y'all are an actual couple, if you was just somebody, you know, we had sex and then you had an abortion and didn't tell me, that's not messed up.
You still wouldn't want to know.
Nah. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't want to know, but if she didn't tell me, I wouldn't be upset. Like, if it was something a couple years.
If she knew that you would have wanted to have the baby, but she doesn't want to because she's going to school and she has things she's doing.
We got
to
discuss that.
Not to tell you.
We got to discuss that. Yeah, we got to discuss that. It's still her decision, ultimately.
I think ideally, it's always a couple's choice, two people involved. But ultimately, it's a woman's choice.
Yeah, if you're in a relationship, it's a couple's choice.
Let's see what you think. 1-800-585-1051. What do you think? Is it a woman's choice or a couple's choice?
I honestly think it's a couple's choice on both. I think the man should be consented for both of them. I disagree. It's a couple's choice when, you know, when y'all together, but, you know, it should never be. It's just a woman's choice just to give up a baby.
But what if it's just some chick you met in the club one night and you smashed? You don't know her.
You're right. And when she get pregnant, and if she get pregnant, right, I should have a right to say, okay, I keep the baby or I don't. And she should have the right to say, you know what, I want the baby or I don't. But I shouldn't have to take care of it if I don't want it.
I hate guys like you. What do you mean you shouldn't have to take care of it if you don't want it?
Anytime you sleep with somebody, there's a chance that she might get pregnant.
You know what you was hitting wrong?
But listen, look what you said. You said, if a woman don't want to take care of it, you must hate women like that. Because she gets an abortion and she can't take care of it, right?
No, she's saying she want to have abortion, meaning she don't even want it. You knew who you was having sex with. So if she decides to keep that baby, you got to handle your responsibilities. Kids aren't like something you can just throw away and discard.
But that's what they do.
Oh, my.
When you're having an abortion, right?
Well, listen, sir, I just want to tell you, you just be careful, because whether or not you use protection, there's always a chance a woman could get pregnant. So if you don't want to have any kids, maybe you shouldn't be having sex.
I got three beautiful kids, and I love them all to death. You
there
know
you
what
go.
I mean? And
that's there
all
you I'm go. Having. If you get a woman pregnant and she has a baby, you're going to take care of it, right?
Of course. Me, personally, yeah, but like I said, I have been in that situation where, you know what I mean, where somebody had gotten an abortion, and I didn't even know, and I was like, I was kind of heartbroken, because, like, you know, but I wasn't even there.
All right.
Have a blessed day, sir. Every man out there who has ever abandoned their child, like got a girl pregnant and just didn't want to take care of it, I hope your child grows up to be rich. Like filthy rich.
Like LeBron.
And doesn't do nothing for your ass. Right?
LeBron, who doesn't know his dad, and I know his dad is like, damn it, man.
What? Is somebody, some old man out there with an old face, Greg Oden, is so upset that LeBron don't claim him.
All right, we're talking about choice. Is it a couple's choice or a woman's choice when a woman gets pregnant? What do you think?
I think it's a couple's choice. I got pregnant with my third child, and I was devastated. I was considering all my options religiously, emotionally, and everything. And my boyfriend sat me down. He said, I want this child. We're going to be happy. I've never let you do it alone. I kept the baby, and now we have a beautiful 10-month-old named Patrick. And I love my boyfriend Brian for that. It was definitely our choice together.
But that's what I said. When you are already in a relationship, like when you're an actual couple, yes, it's a couple decision, but
definitely.
What if Brian was just some dude who shot your club up?
Not his option. I would not even talk to him.
Exactly. He ain't got no say.
Absolutely not. Yes.
But part of it was she was. Thank you very much. That's a great story.
Thank you, guys.
But if she was already knew what she wanted to do before she went to him, because it seemed like she was weighing her different options, that's where his opinion really strengthened her.
I mean, I can only speak from experience. Mm-hmm. I've had two or three abortions in my day.
Damn, you don't even know how many?
None of them was with my wife, the woman I ultimately married. So it's like, it was never my choice.
Right.
And I had no say. And I didn't think that, never thought it was my choice. I never thought I had a say in the matter.
But you never know who's going to get an abortion either. There's people that's married, that have four kids, that don't want a fifth child, and the woman's like, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't have another kid. Financially, we just can't afford it.
Yeah.
And makes that decision.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, the moral of the story is the more decisions that you are forced to make alone, the more you are aware of your freedom to choose. And I'm saying all that to say, because even sometimes when it's another party involved, like in cases of abortion, it's still your freedom to choose, period.
All right.
Now, you got Rumor Report coming up, you?
Yes, we'll talk about Jamie Foxx and Oprah Winfrey and how Oprah saved his life. Also, Chance the Rapper, here's an opportunity if you go to public school in Chicago and you want to be a filmmaker.
All right, we got all that and more coming up. It's the Rumor Report soon. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Hey, that's how you identify who is of the culture. And who isn't? Okay? You walk up to them, you say raindrops. They reply, drop top. You shake their hand.
What if they say again?
Then you know they're not of the culture. All right. We got Angelique's Room Report coming up next. What you about to talk about, you?
Jamie Foxx and Oprah.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Jamie Foxx was on with Howard Stern, and he talked about Oprah Winfrey and how she ended up having to do an intervention with him. Now, this was back in 2005, and apparently he was just partying and drinking and getting it in. Here's what he said.
I'm having such a good time, and I'm not knowing I'm f***ing up. I mean, I'm drinking. I'm doing every f***ing thing you could possibly imagine. Don't I? And then I get a call, and on the other end of the phone says, hi, Jamie Foxx. This is Oprah. You're blowing it, Jamie Foxx. I said, what do you mean? She says, all of this gallivant and all this kind of shit, that's not what you want to do. She said, I want to take you somewhere so make you understand the significance of what you're doing.
All right, and then here is the actual intervention and what happened.
Flash forward to now, Oprah Winfrey tells me you're f***ing up. We go to Quincy Jones' house. So we go in the house, and there's all these old actors. And then Oprah says, okay, you want to meet who you're supposed to meet here? He's right there. And it was Sidney Poitier. He says, I want to give you one thing. I want to give you responsibility. When I saw your performance, it made me grow 2 inches. So I break down. Everybody sits me down. It was actually Sidney Poitier's birthday.
Wow.
They made me understand the significance of it.
That's amazing.
Amazing story. Jesus, I got to go listen to that interview immediately after the damn show is over. I was absolutely captivated. Because when you cut the first clip, I was like, well, where the hell did she take Jamie? Don't just leave me hanging
I'm
like gonna
that. I'm going to take you somewhere.
I need to know where
Jamie is a great storyteller. He had us on the edge of our seats.
That was a great story.
All right.
You can't have that. I mean, first of all, that's not even about being a good storyteller. That's just a great story.
But just the way he talked, he was like, I'm going to take you somewhere.
Then you got two star players, Oprah and Sidney Poitier. It's not like you just...
At Quincy Jones' house?
Yeah, at Quincy Jones' house. How can you lose with that story?
All right. Now, the rumor is that Kylie Jenner loves to take care of her new man, Travis Scott. According to friends, she has already spent thousands of dollars on jewelry and designer clothes for him, buying him nice dinners, promising him all these exotic vacations.
Think about Tiger. Tiger could be hearing this. We don't know if this is Tiger's first time hearing about this. Chill. Could you think about... people, the less fortunate, please.
Well, the word is he has given up on trying to get back together with her. Now that they're not getting back together, the word is that she also wants to move Travis Scott in.
Oh.
According to Hollywood Life.
Put the gun down, Tiger. Tiger, please. Put the gun down. It's not worth it.
According to Hollywood Life, she doesn't even want him to pay rent or anything. She just wants somebody to keep her warm at night.
Lord have mercy.
And Tiger, wake up in the morning and tell her how beautiful she is.
Tiger, take the gun out your mouth, bro. Please, man. It's other fish in the sea. They just ain't Kylie. All right.
Sleeping in my bed, Drew
Lord
Hill.
Lord have mercy. How Tiger lose? How you lose that? You redshirted the girl when she was 15. You had her on the team since 15, redshirted her, put her in the game at 18, allegedly. And how you lose that? That's supposed to be yours.
And you know how you just take a break? You know what? Let's just take a little break. You do your thing. She'll come back to me.
Kylie's supposed to have a Tiger tattoo on her tatas. Okay? Like, Jesus Christ.
All right. Now, Chance the Rapper, this is great news. After he donated $1 million to Chicago Public Schools, he now wants to help young kids who are promising filmmakers. So he did announce the news on Twitter. He said, attention, CPS student filmmakers. If you want to work on this new video, the LSD video, he actually gave some information on where you can submit your resume, your proposal about working on this video. That's pretty exciting. Now, you can submit at vamstudio.net. That's vamstudio.net. The deadline is June 2nd. So any student interested in participating, you get to shadow the directors and the production crew on set and all of that. And there's going to be some runner-ups that get to go and work as well.
Good job, Chance. Drop on the clues, Bobby.
He's always doing something. Nothing like that hands-on experience.
But when are we going to start a GoFundMe for Tiger? Because I am really concerned about Tiger's well-being after that story you just told me.
He'll be all right. And Taylor Swift versus Katy Perry. Now, Katy Perry is going into detail, because she does have an album coming out next month, and she's going into detail on why her and Taylor Swift have beef. Now, it all started back in September 2014. Taylor Swift did an interview with Rolling Stone and revealed that her song Bad Blood was about another female singer. That's when everybody realized it was about Katy Perry, okay? Now, here is what Katy Perry had to say as far as how the beef started.
There are
has like three backing dancers that went on tour with her tour, right?
Yeah.
And they asked me before they went on tour if they could go. And I was like, yeah, of course. Be sure to put a 30-day contingency in your contract so you can get out if you want to join me when I say I'm going back on.
Sure.
So that year came up. And I texted all of them because I'm very close with them. And I said, look, I'm about to start. And they said, okay, well, we're going to go and talk to management about it. They did, and they got fired. And I tried to talk to her about it, and she wouldn't speak to me.
Oh, you tried to talk to her about it?
I do the right thing. It was a full shutdown, and then she writes a song about me. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool, cool. That's how you want to deal with it?
I don't give a damn about Katy Perry right now.
Because she didn't come up here.
That's exactly why. And, you know, I'm a huge Katy Perry fan, but she bought her ass into this building the other day, and she went to two radio stations and did not come to the hip-hop station. But you got the Migos and Nicki Minaj on a record, but you couldn't bring your ass by the hip-hop station?
So now we have bad blood.
I don't give a damn about Katy Perry at this present moment, okay?
Are you going
to
still
Not to mention she set white people back when I saw her dancing on stage at the Billboard Awards this weekend with the Migos.
So she's just losing across the board.
That's it. I haven't seen a white person dance that white in a long time.
So you're going to stop singing TGIF?
I haven't sung it in a couple weeks.
Uh-oh.
I had her on probation.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Yes. Set me up.
Oh, and guess what? Coming up next, we got Charlamagne's Donkey of the Day.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, May 25th, goes to Brittany Randolph Johnson and Milan Etheridge. Two teachers who were charged Friday with one count each of disrupting public school. Now, let's unpack this. Okay, one of them, Brittany, is a teacher at the school, and Milan is a classroom paraprofessional. Yee, what's that? What is a classroom paraprofessional?
I don't know what a paraprofessional does.
I never heard that
Let
title.
Let me look this up, because
yeah, I never
it's not
heard
a
that
teacher's
one.
Aid. Paraprofessional.
Well, when you find it, we
a
get
A person
to,
whom a particular aspect of a professional task is delegated, but who is not licensed to practice as a fully qualified professional.
Sounds like an assistant to me.
Yeah, like so she doesn't have her proper credentials to be an actual teacher.
Got you. Well, both of these two individuals were caught on camera having a fist fight inside a science class at Stone Mountain Middle School in Tucker, Georgia. Now, the clip is 24 seconds long, and it shows two queens punching and grabbing each other over and over while kids yell, stop. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to WSB-TV CBS2 for the report, please.
Parents are calling for two educators to be fired after a full-blown brawl in a classroom full of kids.
Justin, school officials are asking parents to be patient while they investigate this fight because this school is a public entity, and that means by law, these staff members can keep their jobs pending the outcome of the investigation, but they can't be around students. The video shows students trying to break up the fight, but it didn't work. Some other staff members had to break it up. School officials are investigating why this happened, and in the meantime, both staff members will keep their jobs with the district. However, they've been pulled from the classroom.
Officials told me that both staff members were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct in a public place, and when this investigation is over, they will be disciplined appropriately.
Now, this is disturbing on so many levels. Number one, ladies, there's absolutely nothing that pressing that you two had to get down right there in the classroom, okay? I refuse to believe that the issue y'all was scrapping over had to be handled right then and there. What happened to being professional?
Now, I'm or paraprofessional, at least.
Or paraprofessional. Now, I'm all about keeping the same energy regardless of where we at. Okay, if you don't like me and you have made it known you don't like me and we end up in the same place where it's required for us to be professional, I can remain professional. Doesn't mean I'm gonna speak to you. I'll be taking pictures, acting like it's all good, but we don't have to resort to a physical altercation, especially in front of kids.
Mm-mm.
Like, come on. You have to have a balance of ratchetness and righteousness, okay? Know your environment. Y'all could have aggressively whispered at each other. Wait until after school, bitch. I'ma get your ass in the street, bitch. I'm trying to think what would push me to the edge to make me want to fight someone at my place of employment. I won't let somebody get me to that point here at the radio station, so I damn sure won't let anyone get me to that point at a school. Can we hear some of the altercation? What did it sound like?
Stop! 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 Stop!
same energy. That's what. That's whoever started that fight.
For one, you have to see when you come to the window. So you
better have that same energy. Whoever started that fight wanted that same energy at all times, regardless of where they was at. But I got another message too for the kids. I understand y'all caught up in the moment and y'all excited. Teachers are fighting, but one of y'all kids has to be focused and disciplined and do what's important. Pull out your phone. Stand still. Put the camera long ways. Keep it steady and get a good ass video. What you thought I was gonna say? Call for help? Oh no, these kids don't call for help nowadays. They don't think like that anymore. So if you're gonna pull your phone out, get a good video.
World star.
Yeah, the best video is the one that's gonna go viral. So if you wanna be on Baller Alert, Shade Room, Academics the World Star, stay focused and steady your hand. Okay? Now, back to Brittany Johnson and Milan Etheridge. Why? I understand things happen, sisters, but you both just threw away your potential careers as educators in this country. Okay, what school is going to hire either one of y'all after they see you catching each other's fade in a classroom full of kids? Not to mention, what kind of examples have you both set for the babies? Teachers have a lot of influence over kids, a lot. Those are the adults most kids spend the most time with during a week outside of their parents. I understand you both are only human and mistakes happen and you got to have that same energy, but you also have to control your emotions and control your energy and monitor your behavior because the kids are watching. And now, thanks to social media, they will be able to watch this piss poor behavior over and over and over.
How old were the kids?
Middle school. Oh. Henry Adams once said, a teacher affects eternity. He can never tell, he or she can never tell where their influence stops. Brittany and Milan, you two will affect eternity for those students, but in the most negative way possible. Please give Brittany Randolph Johnson and Milan Etheridge the biggest hee-haw, please. I'm just saying,
there
teachers.
Was no breaking up that fight. And when I saw the little kids running to the front, taking a look and then running back out of the way, that alone.
Come on, man. Certain places you shouldn't fight. School.
Imagine if your daughter was in that school, in that classroom. How mad would you be?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day, Charlamagne.
Yes, and we got Ask Ye coming up next.
Yes, so if you have any questions, if you need advice about anything, relationships, finances, I'll do the best that I can to help you. Also, you can email me, helpmeye@gmail.com. But right now, 800-585-1051 is the number. Call us up. It's Ask Ye. What's your name, hon?
Okay, I'm not going to give out names, but you can call me Slim.
All right, Slim. What's the problem?
Okay, so there's this guy I was talking to. Originally, we were friends. I started off as friends. We connected, like, on a spiritual level, whatever. Long story short, I meet his kids, his family. So we talking, you know what I'm saying? It's not serious, but time's invested. It's, like, more than half a year, whatever. Mm-hmm. Long story short, it's kind of like an open relationship, you know, I guess. To a guy, when you do those type of things, you're his girlfriend, but they don't really tell you. So I'm not your girlfriend if you don't tell me. That's just number one.
Okay, did you ever ask him that y'all just never had a discussion?
Oh, we always have this discussion because I'm very upfront and honest about things.
Okay.
So if it's an open type of relationship, then you're going to do your thing. I'm going to do my thing, but just keep it real with me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, I'm still going to hold it down. You know what I mean? I really do like you. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing official. We both not looking for nothing official, but I would think, you know, we know what it is because that's what he says. Anyway, I'm the type of person, I noticed that he starts moving funny. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about moving together and, you know, I'm living with him at his place with his people. And whatever, I'm doing my thing, getting my place, getting situated.
So you were living with him?
Yeah.
At his house with his family?
Yes.
But it wasn't serious?
I'm assuming that's supposed to be serious, but again, if you don't tell me that I'm your girl, listen, I'm not your girl, I don't care what we're doing, I don't care if I live with you, you live with me, I meet your mom, your dad, because, you know, nowadays, the mom and dad be down with the bullshit too, excuse my language.
Okay.
But seriously, so long story short, we meet these girls. They're from out of town, and these girls never leave. I'm from Miami, but I'm also from New York, so it's like I always have this mentality.
Mm-hmm.
These girls come down to Miami. They don't leave. Long story short, he's pimping one of these girls.
What?
Like, I'm talking real deal pimping, taking her to the strip club and picking her up. Like, I picked the girl up in my car. I don't mind. I support the hustle. You feel me? That's just the type of rider that I am. So I don't mind. Whatever. The girl's cool. So I start noticing he's moving funny. I come to the house, his parents' house one day, And I see he got bags packed. I see there's girl clothes everywhere. I see car chargers. Now, nobody got a car, so I'm assuming they got a rental. I'm assuming it's like a vacation because bags is packed, and it's like somebody else done moved in. So I'm looking crazy. So he always goes missing. He goes missing for like 3 days, but I already knew this was going to happen. So I text him, and I'm like, I found clothes. I found this. I found this. And it looks like, you know what I'm saying? It looks like you got something going on. So what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, long story short, honestly, I just, you moving funny. I let him go. I stopped talking to him. So he texts me like, oh, so you don't mess with me anymore? Are you serious?
Yeah, duh.
If I don't mess with you anymore, you didn't get the memo? I mean, it would have been different.
But Slim, what's the real question?
The real question is, he texted me yesterday. And he was like, hey, I just wanted to share some news with you. Like, I guess because he doesn't have nobody, really, and we connect on, like, African spirituality level. So he hit me up to talk about some things. But my thing is, like, should I talk to him? Like,
girl,
I just found out from his friend yesterday that he slept with not only the stripper girl, he slept with her friend, too.
Of course he did.
But you're going to text me like, oh, you sleeping with somebody else? That's none of your business.
Now, hold on. Now, my question is this. You're not mad that he slept with these girls because y'all was in an open relationship, right?
I was down for a threesome. No, I'm not mad. But they be getting greedy and they don't know how to act.
I'm just confused as what you want from this man. You already knew that he wasn't no good. You already knew that he was going to be doing what he does. You let him live for 3 days at a time.
He's a great man. He's a great father. And we kind of have some chemistry, and I'm all down for this open thing, but it's one thing to tell me something and then another thing to act.
Slim, are you really down for this? Are you just accepting it because that's what it's going to be? Is this really what you want? You really want to have a man that leaves for 3 days, comes back whenever he feels like it, packs his bag,
picks out girls that he meets? I'm going to be real. I'm not the average girl, so yeah, I need my space too. You do your thing, I do mine. I'll see you when you get back. I mean, it's certain things. It's certain guys you do certain things with, so I don't mind. I just prefer for you to be open and upfront about things.
Okay, and he's not open and upfront, is he?
No, I think he'd be hiding things. I think to, like, save my feelings, but in real life, I really don't care.
Do you really not care? Are you just saying that because you're protecting your own feelings?
Probably that, too.
Because it's...
But, I mean, I'm not going to deny how I feel about him, but it's just I never wanted it to be a relationship type of thing, so maybe I shouldn't feel no type of way, but then again, I'm entitled
but
to...
But why waste your time with somebody that you don't ever feel like you really even want to be with? Why take just for fun? And I would say this. I don't understand why you would live with somebody that you don't even trust as a friend, that is not upfront with you and doesn't tell you what's going on. Even as a friend, I don't trust somebody like that.
I feel you.
So for you to be laying down with this man who could potentially give you a disease or anything crazy could happen to you because he's running around, he disappears, and he's like, oh, you don't mess with me anymore, and he's worried about what you're doing when he's doing whatever he's doing.
And that's the thing. We don't have sex often. It's probably like once a month. So I know you got to be getting it somewhere else.
Oh, clearly. Yeah, it doesn't sound like this is an ideal situation for you, if you want my opinion.
I should have talked to him. I shouldn't even be friends.
And I think maybe you need to work on some things yourself with, you know, feeling like you don't want to be with somebody. You don't want this. You don't want that. You keep on saying those things. But in a way, I'm not sure if that's really what it is. If you're, it seems like your feelings are hurt by what's going on. And I feel like you're denying the fact that you want more because maybe you feel like you don't deserve it or you're not going to get it.
Okay.
But
that's a good advice right there. But to be real, it don't really matter to me because, like, I got options.
It should matter. It should matter to you, though.
I had some hope.
All right, baby.
He told me to agree that I bought it.
Take some time by yourself and work on yourself and think about really the things that you want and need in your life.
Thanks, Yee.
All right. Good luck, honey.
All right, that's Ask Yee. You can call us right now if you got anything that you want to ask Angela Yee. You need some advice about anything that's going on in your life. Call us right now, 1-800-585.
Ew,
I got so much gas this morning.
Can you set me up better? Amby would never burp all over my Ask Yee.
1-800-585-1051. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Yeah, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee with Angela Yee. 1-800-585-1051. If you got questions for Miss Angela Yee, we got somebody on the line right now for you, Yee.
All right. Good morning. It is Ask Yee. Who's this?
Hey, this is Anonymous. How you doing?
Hey, Anonymous. What's your question?
Auntie Lee, I've been trying to talk. I listen to you every morning. Yeah, y'all funny as hell.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, hey, what's going on? Forgot your name.
You can't be that funny then.
Nah, I know. What's
I'm Charlemagne, sir. How are you?
Charlemagne, I'm going to get your book, man.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to get your book, man. You influence me a lot, man.
I appreciate it.
My question for you, Angela, is that I've been with this woman for a long time. She has a daughter that doesn't like me. So it's not my kid. I have my own kid. But every time I come around, her daughter acts funny. So
how old is her daughter?
14.
Okay. How long have you been with this woman?
A long time. I mean, I meant it. I just say it like that. So it's like every time I come around, she just not communicative. She doesn't listen. She's very rude. They all of them are rude. Very, you know. So they very ungrateful. They
Who's
have no
they?
Manners.
The daughter and who else?
Well, she has, you know, three kids.
So all the kids don't like you.
Yep.
What does the mom say about this?
Nothing.
So, I mean, you never had a discussion with her? Like, hey, what's the issue?
It didn't work out, so.
What do you mean it didn't work out? Like, what was her explanation? Are her kids just rude kids?
She just said that's just how they are. I was like, that's a bunch of BS. I said, I don't believe that. Because my son don't act like that.
All right. It sounds like it might be an issue with how she's been raising her kids.
Exactly. So everything I do, I have an argument with her kids, and it doesn't work out. So okay. I'm ready to move on. Gotta move on. So I don't have time for that. That's stressing me out.
So it sounds like you already have made up your mind what you want to do.
You know what I mean? But it's just like, you know, as every time I come around, it's like degrading to me. It's like, you know, it's music. It's, I get, you know,
like, what do they do? What do they do besides just being rude? Like, what is it that they're doing to you?
Call me names.
They call you names?
Shut up and this and that and all that, you know? So I was like, oh, okay. So I said, I'm not going to stoop to your level. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not going to stoop to your level. You a kid. You a child. You know what I mean?
Where's the father at?
They don't have a father.
That might
That's
be part
the problem. There's yeah, no that, structure. That's the problem. Exactly.
You know, it's hard because these kids clearly have some issues that they're dealing with as far as not having a father in their life. It's probably not easy for them that the mom is bringing a man around them that's not their dad because they never had a dad that they might feel like never cared about them. Mm-hmm. Clearly, because he hasn't come
around. The thing is, they so disrespectful to me. I said, I got to back off. It's like, I can't deal with that. You know,
well, there's two options that you have here. Okay?
Because my son don't act like that.
Right. You're in your son's life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which makes it way better for him. So sometimes kids react a certain way. We don't know what their situation or circumstances were growing up. Now you have two options here. And this has to deal with how much do you care about this woman? Do you see yourself with her? Do you see yourselves being a family? Or do you feel like, man, I don't have time for this?
Yeah, you're right. I just say I don't have time for this, you know. This, you know, it's crazy.
All right. And before you leave, you should tell the mom, hey, I do feel like your kids need to be in some type of therapy. It feels like they have some issues. And part of that might stem from the fact that they don't have a dad around. You know, even though I'm not willing to put up with this and it just seems like too much for me, I would recommend that.
Yeah. It's not even that. She lives with her mom and everybody, you know what I'm saying? And that could be the issue too, but it still don't matter. You know, you're supposed to have respect for the person that's supporting you, right? Right or wrong?
Ideally, yes. It has to be. You know, but it sounds fed up and you don't even want to deal with it.
I'm not getting it. No, I'm not getting no respect. So it's just, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, they come in my car, they my car, shoot my lane. You know what I mean? They, you know what I mean? They act like they have no home training. So
right.
Well, it is what it is.
All right. Well, I would just recommend, though, at least before you tell her you're not messing with her anymore, just let her know y'all need to get, like, in some type of family counseling or something because it could be really helpful and beneficial to her and for the kids.
I mean, let me ask you a question, you know, before we go. Is that how stepkids act, you know, when a person, it's not supposed to be like that.
Of course, no children should ever act like that. But I also feel like sometimes these kids' minds are molded a certain way from when they're young, and a lot of it could be psychological. We don't know what they had to deal with. We don't know how they feel about their father not being around. We don't know if they've never even dealt with those issues. They might not even know why they act like that.
Because I get shut up. You don't, you know, you not my dad.
Of course, they say that. They don't know who their dad is.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
But it's actually really a hurtful thing for these young kids.
You're right.
All right, so.
I listen to you every day. And y'all keep up the good work. Solomon, you keep it up, man.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you, brother.
Man, would you deal with them badass kids?
I ain't even gonna lie, I wasn't even listening to what he was talking about. I wasn't even listening to him. One thing I tone out is drama when it come to children. Either you take care of the kids or you don't. Either or.
All right.
Am I missing something? That's not what you were talking about?
Yeah, no, forget
it. Oh, never mind.
Let's just move on.
Angela Yee, you have your rumor report coming, right?
Yes, let's talk about Odell Beckham Jr. He's been skipping practice sessions, and we'll tell you what lady he's been hanging out with his new girlfriend, and they're not happy about this. Also, Tyra Banks is in trouble. Find out why she is named in a lawsuit.
All right, all that and more coming up on the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation. That is Travis Scott, the man that Kylie Jenner is spending all the money she was spending on Tyga. That's where all her money is going now. Right?
Yes, she's loving him and trying to make sure she buys his love, too.
God bless Travis Scott, man. You got a rumor report coming up, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Bill Cosby. The trial's about to start, and they have picked the jurors.
This is the rumor report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, 12 jurors have been selected for the Bill Cosby trial. Now, here's how it's broken down. 7 men and 5 women. 2 of them are black. And that is, they're trying to say it's racist because obviously there's only 2 black people in the jury of 12. All right. One person actually got dismissed immediately because they went on Facebook and posted, I'm not supposed to talk about this, but I was picked as a juror for the Cosby trial.
Okay. See, that's if you know you're not supposed to talk about it, why are you talking about it?
You posted it on Facebook.
And this is exactly why, if I was Bill Cosby, I would not go to jury trial. Because there's no, how? He's already painted as a rapist. You're done.
Like, how could you do that right after you got picked, go on Facebook and post that?
Who in that jury doesn't already have their mindset on whether Bill Cosby is a rapist or not?
Right. Well, it's been really difficult for them to find people who are impartial and don't know anything about the case.
It's impossible.
Right. So I don't know how that's going to happen.
It's impossible.
But it's been a pretty intense search. One person, a lot of people have hardships, financial hardships, so they've been dismissed, and some people, they're just looking for people who haven't paid that much attention to it.
It's impossible. It already played out in the court of public opinion. You got restaurants making drinks called the Pill Cosby. Like, it's not going to be a fair trial.
All right, Odell Beckham Jr., he's been skipping practice sessions with his teammates, and that's because he has a new girlfriend, Iggy Azalea. Now, on Monday, they found out that he was partying at a bowling center with Iggy Azalea while his teammates were working out in New Jersey. And he has already missed a series of practice days. So they said they were all over each other. They were giggling, cozying up, and all of that. You can't do that just because you got a new boo.
A round of applause for Iggy Azalea. She needs that right now. Iggy absolutely positively needs that. Nothing's moving for Iggy musically at this moment. She has to keep the attention going the best way she know how. I thought her and French had something going on.
They did.
French had, once French made those comments about black women, he had to drop Iggy. He couldn't be seen with Iggy after making those comments about black women.
I thought they had been broke up before that.
Oh.
All right, Tyra Banks is now being sued for America's Got Talent. Now, this is a weird story to me, but a woman and her husband were, they said, publicly humiliated by the judges. Apparently, they were performing a song they had written dedicated to their daughter's birth. Their daughter was there. And people were making fun of it. The audience was not very enthusiastic. Tyra Banks, the other judges, everybody did not really like the performance too much. And according to the lawsuit, they said that during the performance, Tyra Banks physically manipulated and verbally abused her daughter. They call her Mary Doe in this. And they said she shook her shoulders, pulled her hair back, and physically manipulated her and kind of said that she was an accident. She was accidentally conceived. So as a result of this negative experience, the defendants have been deeply depressed.
Well, what if that's true, though? What if she was accidentally conceived? The only person that can answer that question is the mother and father, right?
Well, that's
so if you talk to the mom and the pops, and they're like, well, we were drunk. We didn't mean to have you. Like, that's what I would call in if I was Tyra. I'm calling the mother and father for defense. Let's get
so
to the
we don't know
line.
What really happened or if this is a true story, if there's any basis to this lawsuit. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.